Back at it. Another episode of the 1v1 podcast, bro. It's your boy, Mr. S300 Solo Dolo. We doing this up in here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing changed but the host, you know, just for today. Probably, you know, today. Because, If one of the homies want to come in on Discord, hey, we can get that popping too. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It is what it is. But, hey, we here. a regular episode of the 1v1 podcast. Of course, live. Last time I was a little preoccupied with something else, you know. Couldn't make it on the live stream, so I did a little pre-recording. But on this one, we here, though. We live. Oh, coffee, had a little coffee grinds in it. Oh my God. But I'm still here though. Still here. Back at it. Fuck it, I might as well go ahead and go with the intro, bruh. It's just me. What's up, everybody? It's the 1v1 podcast. Welcome back to episode 34. 34 people. If you listen to us, man, you know what the deal is. If y'all on Apple Podcasts, bro, give us a 5-star rating over there. Follow us on Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, whatever you listen to podcasts. We on there. We on there, baby. Go ahead and follow us. Give us a follow. Overcast people, go ahead. Go ahead. If you've been lurking, go ahead. If you driving a car right now, pull over on the side of the road and hit that follow button. And then continue to drive, you know what I'm saying? Or just do it while you're driving. I'm joking. Don't do that. Don't do that shit because I'm going to get in trouble. Anyway. So, with that being said, people, we're going to go ahead and just start with the topics. So, first one, right? It's something that caught my eye. I was a little discouraged of putting this in here, right? So, Ubisoft has came out and said they're going to be delaying Far Cry 6. It's so vague with this. It says now launching between even April 2021 to, and get this, I swear to God, I can't make this up. Now launching between April 2021 to March 2022. That's a big ass window to be deciding. Oh, if you want to release this game that month, this month, that year, anyway. I just give me my thoughts on that. Honestly, man, I'm gonna keep 100. I think it's a good thing, man. We all know the reason why it's been delayed is because of Corona. You know, Corona hit everybody. Everybody had to delay everything. Everybody's late. You know, so they ask if they can get a little extra bonus, you know, extra credit, you know what I'm saying? A little extra time, you know what I'm saying? Well, make a lot better, which I do understand that. That's fine. And I do kind of have high hopes for it. That CGI trailer. They saw a thing at the Game Awards, right? I think so. I'm going with that. At the Game Awards, it looked good. It looked great. I'm not going to lie. I think it looks better than Far Cry 5, the CGI trailer show before then. It looks newer, but yet it's not totally new. There's still some old grounds there. You know, it's still some of that, okay, this is that Far Cry I still know and love. It's not completely different. So that's one thing I like about it from the CGI trailer, at least from what they've shown. It just more seems like of a, you know, dictatorship going on and the people revolting back or whatever. And it seems like you're a child, you know, who probably grows up, you know, when you actually play as him, it turns into an adult, whatever. You know, it seems like more than you probably want to fill in for his shoes, maybe. It seems really different. It seems totally out of their usual perspective. And sure, you can say the same thing for 5, I guess, but you know, I don't know. that Montana country road, take me home. Like, you know what I'm saying? It was okay, but I feel like it was too close to America. Obviously, it's in America, but it's too close to, you know, to be a Far Cry game. Far Cry has always been set in different countries and continents and shit. You know, so I feel like here, the setting is nice. Setup is interesting. The topic itself, the topic itself, the story is interesting as hell. And, you know, I just feel like it's going to be a good game. So delaying it is a good move. Obviously, because of Corona, but still, they could have said, hey, fuck it, we need some money, release it. But, okay, I like those. Just don't delay it too much. Don't become another Cyberpunk 2077 CD Projekt Red. Don't be that. They say it's going to be here on this certain month and then delay it again and again and again and again. Just don't do that, bro. It would be good, you know what I'm saying? And by the way, let's get that coffee. By the way, I'm still upset. I'm still upset that they even did that, bro. Okay, we know. We know the game itself in its prime wasn't exactly, you know, up to the standards of what it should be when it comes to shipping it and playing it, you know. So that's fine. You know, when it went gold, I initially thought, okay, it's good to go. They literally shipping it out. You know, hey, let's go. You know what I mean? So hearing, you know, they delaying it, it put a sour taste in my mouth. Pause. You know what I'm saying? But you know, it's whatever. I've gotten over it, but at the same time, it's like, don't hit. I'm giving y'all a tip out there. Anybody who's listening who is a developer or who's going to be working, who's going to be mainly operating a developer's company's Twitter, please don't come out on Twitter and say, oh, this game coming out on this date and that date, and they're going to promise you this. And yeah, bro, yeah, go ahead and take that day off. Take that day off because that game is coming out on that day. And then he's turning around and be like, yeah, so basically, like, let me explain. Basically, like, come on, man. Like, don't come out and do that, bro. Please don't. It was like the fourth time being delayed. People are upset, you know, again. But I just came here to reiterate, don't do that. Just keep everything secret. I bet they would have came out and said, yeah, game is looking good. Game is looking great. Or just something vague like that. Let me sit here promising me the whole world and a blowjob. You know, just tell me everything that's sweet. You know, oh yeah, you finna get this and that. It's finna come out this time and all stuff like that. And then, you know, you disappoint me. You know, I just don't like that. You know what I'm saying? I'm still grateful that you know, a really talented and great developing company, you know, that cares about their actual product and the people, you know. So I'm glad for that, you know, that company and not just a cash, you know, I was gonna say cash money, a cash cow or cash move, you know, the pockets look a little dry, look a little thin, you need to make some money, whatever, this shit out in the game. But I'm glad it's not them. Like, you know, like a 2K games or a Take-Two or whatever. So I do appreciate that. I calmed down before and boom, that's that. We're here now. We're here. So look, next topic, right? Here's to Call of Duty Black Ops Cold War, right? Cold War. Cold World? Oh, no, I'm saying. So newsflash, I'm not getting a damn game. I'm not getting this game, bro. I don't care if Chaotic gets it. I don't care if the homie Shake gets it. I don't care if Gary, Duke, Nick. I don't care if the homie Nick gets it. I'm sorry, bro, but I'm not getting this game after what they doing to zombies, bro. Nah. And this is only it's only improving my point even more not to get this game, you know what I'm saying? So look, Black Ops Cold War requires 250 gigabytes on PC for ultra settings. It did say that, ultra settings. So it's not like just straight out the gate, you know, it's available to download and then automatically boom, 250. Like, no, it's still big, but not that big. Not yet. we ain't even get to the updates yet. We ain't got there yet. So look, it says yesterday Activision published the specs just below of what it would have been for the PC version of Black Ops Cold War, where you can see the requirements of basically what everything you're gonna need to know about the game and everything like that. the minimums, the recommended, Jesus Christ, competitive and ultra RTX settings. And it says what's noteworthy here is that you'll need a minimum of 175 gigabytes of storage space for the minimum. People, I want you to remember, right? Remember when GTA 5 came out and that bitch had two discs on it? Niggas was like, what, two discs? Now, granted, it was for the Xbox, but still, it was a lot of space. It was a lot of space for the time. You know, people were sitting there like, why did it have to come with two discs? Why does it take so long to download? Why is it so much? Big game, big things do. Like T.I. said, big thing was popping, and little shit was stopping at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, bigger games need bigger spaces, you know, on the hard drive. That's cool. That's cool. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. But here, it's Call of Duty. This isn't GTA 6. This isn't, you know, Cyberpunk. This isn't that. This is Call of Duty. You know, every year Call of Duty. This the same old Call of Duty almost. You know what I'm saying? What the hell's it doing being 175 gigabytes? Let me actually show y'all. I can show the people who's on coming through on Twitch. So look, boom, I'm on my Epic Game shit, because Epic Game Store shit, because I purchased it there. Red Dead 2. The storage space is 150. Now, that's 2 years the game has been available. That's the updates, that's the patches, that's everything, right? 2 years, 150. Ain't there yet. Ain't 175 out the gate. Brought me thinking, well, okay, well, what about GTA 5? GTA 5 got like at least some more. It's been years. They be releasing a shit ton of updates. Wrong. It's 90 gig. It's lower than Red Dead 2's. 90 gigabytes. Not even bullshit. Like, it's kind of amazing how they made it like 90 gigabytes, actually. Not thinking about it, really. So I'm sitting here really thinking to myself, right? Why is it so much for a game that has the same shit, really? Like, it's nothing really that crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, sure, you know, the ray tracing and all that extra fancy, dancy college boy stuff. You know, that rich people life that they be doing over there with their 30 series cards and shit. Being rich, you know what I'm saying? Those type of people, yeah, you know that's gonna be, you know, that's gonna be tactical on your shit. But damn, bro, like out the gate, like I got like a Titan, a Titan X Pascal or some shit. You tell me 100, bro. When I saw this shit, I was like, God damn, bro. What did the homie Jim Jones say? What did the homie Jim Jones say? I'm gonna pull it up for y'all, cause it basically embodies what is going on right here. I want y'all to listen to the homie Jim Jones, cause this doesn't make any sense right here. All right, let's the clip.
Shit getting out of hand now.
This shit been getting out of hand. It's been getting out of hand. Okay, we see Modern Warfare, 200 and something gigabytes now. Game came out last year. You're telling me it's over 200 gigabytes? Not, that's not counting the, you know, oh, if you got ray tracing or some shit. Like, nah, bro, that's just regular. Regular, not premium, regular. Jim Jones, tell him one more time.
Shit getting out of hand now.
It's been getting out of hand. I made a whole talk about the last time, about the whole gigabytes, man. It's ridiculous. Now, Cyberpunk did come out, that's Cyberpunk, but CD Projekt Red did came out and said that they are not going to be taxing on your motherfucking hard drive. So that's nice. That's good. But I'm saying, though, like, when you, console people haven't had, you know, a terabyte of a hard drive yet, especially with SSDs, you know what I'm saying? So, when we talking about, for them, they're getting multiple games on that fresh new hard drive. Say they get Black Ops, Watch Dogs Legion, because you know around this time, there's a boatload of games. So, Watch Dogs Legions, Call of Duty Black Ops, Cold War, Assassin's Creed Valhalla, a new Spider-Man game, and Demon's Souls, right? Oh, and then, Cyberpunk. Don't forget about that one. Do you know how taxing that's going to be on your goddamn hard drive? How much space that's going to take up? Huh? Nah. They don't, bro. They new to this. Now, to us, this ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new to us, bro. You know what I'm saying? So, when it comes, I got 2 terabytes, by the way, people are wondering. So, you know, when it comes to really these games is eating up your spaces, bro, and your hard drive. And with me, it's especially hard because I got programs and shit, too. I got photos of fucking Photoshop shit, Photoshop photos and videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, these hour-long podcast videos take up quite a bit of space. Especially back-to-back like that. So, it eats up a lot, and then you tell me a 200 gigabyte game is coming through with the business like that? Like, damn, huh? One more time, Jim Jones, you gonna have to talk to these dudes, bro. One more time, what'd you say, Jim?
Shit getting out of hand now.
It's been getting out of hand. Shit's getting out of hand, people. It's getting out of hand. We gotta stop it. Y'all developers out there, Activision, you gotta stop it. We ain't got that much space, bro. Yes, we know when it comes to new generations of consoles, we gotta upgrade, you know, the console itself. But yet, do we have to keep upgrading our hard drives like that? The same go for the PC people too. You know, at one point, I thought 2 terabytes would be it. That's it. Done. Don't have to get another update, an upgrade for the hard drive. I was wrong, bro. Cause now I'm meant to look for another hard drive for you, boy. A terabyte SSD. You know what I'm saying? So at this moment, bro, it's too much. It's too much. I gotta chill out here, bro. This is too much for you, boy. Shit's getting out of hand. That's how I'm in that topic. I'm gonna sip my coffee like this. Huh? That shit turned warm. Oh, man. All right, what else we got? Let's see. Oh, shit. Okay, yeah. I forgot about this one. So, apparently, Sony San Diego has hired an ex-Uncharted developer for a new project. This is kind of interesting, you know what I'm saying? So look, Naughty Dog's environment artist Zach Oliver has previously worked on The Last of Us, the good one, Uncharted 4, Thief's End, Uncharted The Last Legacy, which is a PS Vita port, but not port, but it's a PS Vita game. And the most recently being The Last of Us Part 2. And at Sony San Diego, he will work as a senior environment artist on a new project that has yet to be announced. There's been rumors for, you know, quite some time that Sony San Diego will be taking over the Uncharted franchise for some time now, but it still remains silent. So look, what does it mean? It basically means that we could be getting into Uncharted. Possibly. Maybe. I hope so. Because they cannot be working all... I know they say already they, you know, they're working on a new game right now, whatever, because they was hiring other people, and now this is happening, you know, but it's still kind of too soon for another Last of Us. You know what I'm saying? So it can't be the Last of Us again, you know, part 3. Thank Jesus, but... I think it's more of an Uncharted game. You know, even the people be like, well, how is that possible, bro? How can they sit here and, you know, possibly be a fifth one? I was about to say fourth one, but it's a fifth one. But I don't know, man. They're probably going to write Nathan Drake's daughter or some shit. And maybe the roles will be flipped around, you know, maybe... Nathan Drake will be motherfucking Sully, and then, you know, his daughter will be the new Drake. Hey, I'm just saying, bro. It could be. Because basically, they kind of did it with that with The Last of Us Part 2. With, what's that big brawly bitch, Abby. You know what I'm saying? They did it with her and that one character, the little kid character. You know, like a little Ellie and Joel, little bootleg off-brand shit that nobody buys and just sits there on the shelf, you know. Basically, you know, so maybe they're going to do it with that one. I don't know. I hope so. I like that game. That game was, you know, I think it won Game of the Year, if I'm not mistaken. It was, you know, it did its thing. It did its purpose. And I want to see more good games. Because I know Naughty Dog can do it. Just make sure that Neil Druckmann isn't like, you know, around the facilities. You know, make sure to lock him out. You know, even if he knock on that motherfucker, just
hey guys, what you working on? You need your boy to come right over there with it? Like, no, we don't, nigga. No, we don't.
Leave the game alone. Like, I'm so upset. I'm not gonna lie. I'm so upset. I'm so upset. I'm a hater. As people call him a hater. And you know, I'll probably wear that badge, bro. I'm a hater deputy. No, fuck that. Hater sheriff. if that means that I'm out here just giving my raw, true opinions, which is facts, you know what I'm saying? Then if I got to brand as a hater, that's fine. Brand me. Because that game was long. I didn't even play it. I just watched it, and it was too long. It was unnecessarily long. Terrible writing, but I'm going off on a tangent. But yeah, I just want a new game from Naughty Dog. You know, even if it's a brand new game, you know, not a continuous another with the Uncharted. You know, yeah, maybe it's gonna be something totally different. Maybe it was gonna be like a kid's game, something like, I don't know, like another Sly Cooper. If they do another Sly Cooper, wait, no, wait, no. That wasn't Naughty Dog. What the hell am I thinking? That was Sucker Punch, wasn't it? That developer, Sly Cooper, I think. I believe so. Hold on, let me see. Let's see, Sly Cooper. Who the fuck did that one? Yep, okay, Sucker Punch, yep. So it was Sucker Punch. So if it's not going to be Sly Cooper, obviously, because they don't fucking work on it. You know, it's a Sucker Punch. They over there doing their Ghost of Tsushima shit. But if it's something else, like a whole nother game, whatever, like, you know, somewhat like a Sly Cooper or a, you know, Jack and Daxter type shit, I hope it's good. I hope it brings something new. And I hope they do. And I hope they're successful with it, bro. Just don't pull a Last of Us 2. That's it. That's all I gotta say about that one. Let's see. Next topic. We're gonna go ahead and go to we're gonna go ahead and go to EA, bruh. Now this isn't bad news. This isn't bad news. All right, don't turn off the podcast yet. So EA's new motive is to work on a new Star Wars action game. Hold on. Let me pause the music. Bravo. Thank you, EA. Thank you so much, bro. Because, my God, I thought that it was going to leave this game in the dust. I mean, they did, but they're working on another one. So, they technically isn't. Kinda. Not really. Like, I'm just glad they're working on something that's not the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? You know, not the same bullshit game that nobody really cares about. I'm glad to continue on with this type of, it's more a series with the Star Wars universe and not being a fucking Battlefield ripoff. Cause let's keep it a stat. Let's keep it 100, right? This Star Wars series that they had for a few years, you know, with Battlefront 1 and 2, has been basically just Battlefield with Star Wars skin or Star Wars mods, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, when I first hopped in there on Battlefront 1, I was saying to myself, this kind of feels like Battlefield. Am I wrong? Like, you die and you choose where you want to spawn at and you play on a big playing field and shit. Like, it feels just like Battlefield. And I feel like that's just lazy to me. That's super fucking lazy. Like, how are you not... How are you not going to at least try to, you know, make a game that's different? Like, for example, like what Respawn did. Respawn developers, they came together, they said, hey, we're going to do something new, flip it on its head, and everybody love it. Boom, they did that shit. They did that shit, bro. And I don't know if they're working on another one. I heard talks about it. I don't know if it was true about it, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, hey, if it is, I hope so. And if it is true with this one, that the, you know, maybe the same developer company, the team who did this one, they might make it, you know, a good game ass too. You know, because I heard that Star Wars Drone Wars, whatever, was a pretty good game, pretty good. But for me, yeah, kind of seemed kind of redundant a little bit. You know, it's just stuck in that drone and moving around. You know, it's cool, it's fine, but it's not really work for me. But everybody says it's a good game. People who are Star Wars fans say it was a good game, especially in VR. Which, by the way, can I just say, VR is out here looking good. You know what I'm saying? Doing this thing, blowing up. But yeah, I want them to do something new. I was never a Star Wars fan. Never seen the movies. Never seen the cartoons. never played any of the games, really. You know, so... But I always thought that, you know, the lightsaber thing was cool. You know, a little thing they did. So, I'm hoping maybe more of that and less of Battlefield. You know? Like again, more Star Wars Fallen Jedi Orders, you know, whatever, or Order of the Fallen, whatever that game is, I forgot the name of it. a little more of that, less of Battlefield. Because let's face it, Battlefield isn't looking too fresh nowadays. It seems like it's been sucked to death. Like it's a succubus. So many different other games has latched onto it, and it's just sucking on it. They're sucking on it right now. A lot of people take the style of Battlefield, what used to be cool, unique, and fucking amazing. Now they just being taken from different other people and different other, you know, projects. And it just kind of feels like the same old, especially with them constantly releasing new ones. You know, it doesn't really sell that well. And it's, you know, there's a new one coming out next year, apparently. And I hope that it's, with that one too, that it's something new, something different. Again, we're just kind of tired of the same old. I don't want the same old shit. They don't want the same old shit. I'm pretty sure Chaotic don't want the same old shit. You know what I'm saying? It's just something that we need to have. A little variety. No, nobody wants to sit here and eat a fucking... no one wants to sit here and eat Pop-Tarts all day. You know what I'm saying? While Pop-Tarts may be delicious. Delicious as hell. But nobody wants to eat that shit every day. That shit can be... You end up hating it. You know what I'm saying? You know that flavor to it. That flavor. So with this new Star Wars game, I'm surprised, honestly. I am honestly quite shocked that EA was actually listening to the people when they say, yo, do some more of this. It's good. Continue doing that. But for some reason, they didn't want to continue on with this game. Maybe because they see there's a, you know, kind of like an idea. It's kind of like a mundane kind of thing, you know, redundant. Staying in just one ship and not being able to do anything else. Maybe they see it as, you know, something's kind of being repetitive and they move to something to do something more better. Maybe so. I don't know. But it's a good thing they got a new one coming out. And please, for the love of God, do not do that whole pay-to-win microtransactions bullshit. Yo, when I heard about that shit, I sat there and I thought to myself, I shouldn't be surprised, but I am. Because they said they took back so much feedback from the first one, and then they came out with this shit, or that shit, and then they did it with the microtransactions. And then Disney had to came through, the Big Daddy himself came through, had to smack the hell out of them, tell them, like, hey, fix this shit now. Fix it. Yeah. Yeah, you ever been in church? You ever been in church and your mom, you know, you be sleeping in church and your mom give you that pinch tea suddenly. Break them right now. that's what Disney had to do with EA, with Star Wars, bro. They took them shit smooth out. Oh, man. Yeah. It's just EA being EA, you know, being in the past. But this is a surprise. It's a surprise. They usually don't do this. Which, oh, shit. Actually heard about something. Well, not heard, but seen it. So apparently, this is a dub for the community, for FIFA community and the gaming community. Over there, I think in the Netherlands, EA apparently is in trouble, legal trouble over there. To where basically, whenever one of their games has it was microtransactions, they have to pay the government. They have to pay the government $500,000 as long as they keep having those microtransactions in the game, like FIFA and, you know, other games, stuff like that. Was it FIFA? I can't remember. I'm about to look it up. If I can find it, I'll pull it up for y'all. But, you know, it's stuff like that that makes the gaming community great. Because we do have to sometimes put these companies back in their place. And while, yes, it wasn't us, the gaming community, but our responses can be heard in some different points outside of the world. You know, the government over there, they saw that it's gambling to kids, and they did something about it. Let me see if I can find it. $500K fine. There we go. $500K fine. Let's see. This is on Reddit. It says Dutch judge rules that EA should be fined 500,000. I'm guessing euros, maybe. I guess that's the sign for euros. Every week until it removes FIFA loot boxes. So seeing that is amazing to me. That's powerful right there. That's the legal. That's the government coming through and saying, yeah, what you're doing is some scummy stuff. And we don't do that around here, playboy. We don't. Here, see right here. Look. We don't do that around here. That's a no-no. That's a no-no. And I did the math, like 500K over there, you know, I guess euros or something like that. It's like 500 and something thousand here. So it's basically the same shit, but you know, a little higher over here. But this is what we need to have over here in America, bro. We need to have more of a government like over there in, it says Dutch. So it's still like Netherlands over there. So I need one of these type of moves over here in America, because my God, again, one dude got banned. I said it before, got banned, and he was complaining and crying all over the place. You know, that's not bubble. I can't believe I got banned, and that's made $500,000. No, he's at $500,000. Yeah, $5,000 on the NFL Madden. Like, bro, you fought $5,000 a year? They need to do something over here, bro. Over there in the Netherlands, they're doing it right. The government got their head on straight, and they see us. They need to do this over here in America. America's always lacking in like these type of areas, bro. We're the wealthiest country in the world, but we can't put our foot down to like these billion-dollar companies a lot of times. Unless it's like with privacies and stuff, like data collecting, like with Facebook and shit, but yeah. We just, they, over here in America, the government is just, you know, hey, we don't care what you do over here, as long as you stay over here in America. As long as you come over here and keep being people them jobs, you know what I'm saying, that economy. So it's fine, it's whatever, you know, with the EA over here. But I do love to see this right here, 500K a week. Every time they keep seeing them in the game, you know what I'm saying? That's great. I love that. That's a W for the gaming community, and that's something that we need to see a lot more often with these companies. Next, we need to see 2K Games. Take Two. We need to see that over there too. We need to see that over the world, across the world, and in fucking Australia, and the whole continent of Africa, in America, and Canada, everywhere, bro. We need that. This is ridiculous. They hire milking gamers out here dry, reaching deep into your pockets. They over here reaching deeper than the fucking Creflo Dollar when he be asking for ties and shit. y'all know about Creflo Dollar. That's a dude who was like, oh, Jesus wanted me to have this jet. But throw a couple thousand dollars in the collection plate so I can give myself the new G5. I still can't believe he did that shit. Like, and they gave it to him too. They gave him that motherfucking money. They gave that motherfucker all that money, and he bought himself a jet with them. He went on to talk about, oh, Jay-Z and Lil Wayne, they got themselves a jet. Why can't you know how they do that shit all the time? A pastor like me can spread the word of God across the world in my jet. I'm like, bro, you just want to get on that jet. You want that jet so you can fly bitches and yet also give them the holy dick. That's the That's all you want, man. That's all you want. You fucking scam artist, motherfucker. At this point, I don't got no more topics. I'm just ranting at this point. You know how much a jet costs, bro? Jets out here be going crazy fast and crazy expensive. The fuel alone itself is hella expensive. that's more payments. You have to keep the money source coming. He would have to literally ask for thousands upon thousands upon thousands to keep that luxury lifestyle going with that jet. The motherfucker was sleeping in his jet, eating his jet, shitting his jet. Ain't know why? Because he can. It's ridiculous, bro. Watch who you give your money to. Watch who you give your money to. But with that being said, people, that's all the topics I got. I mean, hey, it's gonna be some couple short ones this weekend, bro. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say it, but it is what it is a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. You know, everybody for listening. If you listen to us on our podcast, of course, give us 5-star rating over there. Go ahead, bro. It's down there. Go. It's down there below. It's little stars. 5 stars. Don't not 4. Don't give it 4. Don't do that. Give it 5. You know what I'm saying? Follow us on Spotify. TuneIn, iHeartRadio. Make sure you want to support us. Listen to us on Anchor itself. The way if you want to, you know, support us, we are, you know, a little bit more. That being said, appreciate you coming out here listening. See y'all next time. Peace.